So there's a there's a post in a bar in Chicago with my initials and a girl's initials carved into it to this song. The Octagon on Clark Street. I wonder if it's still there.
I'm sure if the restaurant's still there, it's probably still there.
It's not a restaurant.
That's kind of...
It's like an 80s dance club.
Oh, I don't know, Dan. I don't know if any 80s dance club.
The rabbit hole, the little rabbit hole I fell down last night. I was moving my iTunes library around so I can share it with different computers. I'm coming across all these old songs. It's funny. It's funny how those songs make you feel like... They, like, instantly lock into memories of things that you've had in the past.
They really do. Music's always been able to do that with me.
But they're, like, emotional. Like, you, like, it connects to something that's there in you that you don't, like, you know, it's, like, a little bit below the surface. Like, it's not just like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Now, next topic, what do you want to talk about? It's, like, something, it taps into something else, you know?
Yeah, have you ever been like driving down the road and a song comes on and you're just like instantly transported back to the time?
Yeah, yeah. Like
seems to happen more in cars, you know? I don't know why. Maybe I listen to music.
It's in you. That little whatever it's tapping into is within you, like always, you know? It's just it's off your spectrum of consciousness or whatever. It's like you don't realize it's there. Because it can so instantly be tapped into.
So, what's the girl doing that's initials is with your initials in the bar?
She's still waiting for me.
Is she? Wow.
From like 1987.
Patient girl.
No,
jeez.
She's married. She has kids. She's like living her little sweet life. But I thought it was cool, so I started looking up some of these. That's how I got on the subject of those YouTubes the other day, last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's interesting to read the comments from the people, and then it's interesting just to see the other YouTubes that are connected to it. Like, people will say, well, if you like Secret by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, you must really like New Order. You must really like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep watching them. It's pretty fun.
It does take you back, though.
Yep, that was pretty funny. I really like that guy doing the parody.
That was funny. I had never heard of, what's his name? Adam Carolla, but he had the other guy on there.
Oh, Joe Coy. Yeah, he's so funny. And then he just talks later, and he's like talking like we're talking. He's like, he totally over-exaggerates his Asian.
And some of the things he was saying was really cracking me up. It was so funny. It was so very, very, very not PC. Some of the stuff he was just like, oh my god.
And he does. Yeah, he does this one too. So, you just gotta let your humor come out. You know, it's like unadulterated humor.
You know, some people would be very offended.
So what? He was doing this for most of us. Oh, here, I'll just do it here. I guess since I play it on the speaker, I don't have to have it on the actual computer that I'm talking through. I have two computers on. Let me see if you can guess this one. Here, this is totally off topic,
oh,
but
no.
Let's see if I can find it. Can you hear it?
A little bit, uh-huh.
If you can guess this, I'll give you big points.
Big points? Okay. Give me a decade.
It's from a TV show.
Okay. Um, Is it Phil Collins?
No. I don't want you even to guess the song. I just want you to guess the TV show. It's a show you like. Show you like, I don't really, haven't really liked it so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to lose my points.
I hate them.
It was the background song in The Bridge, one of the episodes of The Bridge. I just thought it was cool.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's from a band called Yo La Tengo. I have it. Yo La Tengo.
I think you know more about music than probably.
Well, I just looked it up. I watched it till the end of the show, and then I looked it up, and I got it. You know, I checked it out on iTunes. And I'm reading the name of the album.
Oh, okay. if you just knew that, come on, that's pretty good. And you thought I would know that? Yeah, I should get big points if I knew
that.
Well,
I thought it would be like that memory trigger deal, you know.
Yeah, not so. That's not my favorite show. I do like the show. The characters are what intrigue me with that show more than anything else, and they're not particularly likable so much, but they're, I don't know, they draw you in, or they draw me in, I think, a little bit, so.
All right, how about this? See if you can guess one band member in this band. This was also on Adam Carolla, and Joe Coy was singing to this one.
Oh, no.
He was doing it a little bit in the segment that you heard. Remember this song? 1985. Your clue? If you don't know the band member, your clue is Whitney Houston.
That's my clue.
Nothing?
No, and I don't know why.
You don't even recognize it? Do you recognize, like, oh, I've heard that before, even?
Yeah, well, it's kind of tinny, what I'm hearing on this end, but it's all that early to mid 80s music sounds so much the same.
It's Bobby Brown's band, New Edition.
Never.
And the reason he was playing it, Adam Carolla was playing it, because it's Jimmy Kimmel's favorite song. He's like, Jimmy Kimmel plays this crap every time I see him at a wedding or whatever. It's from like 1985. But it's Bobby Brown, and I looked it up on YouTube, and Bobby Brown looks like, you know, the cute little Michael Jackson-y 15-year-old. He's playing basketball. And isn't that funny? He turned into such like a demon.
I don't know a whole lot about Bobby Brown, honestly.
Well, he used to beat up Whitney Houston. He was married to Whitney Houston.
Well, I did actually know that. I saw her talking, I think, on Oprah or something one time about that particularly, but...
Yeah, New Edition.
So, have you just been listening to music all night and all day and...
No, I had to work. I had to do work in the daytime. But I was listening to a lot of it last night when I went, like, through all those YouTube videos.
So how far did you go?
Pretty far. But I made it back.
Left a trail of breadcrumbs or something, made it back.
Nope, I made it back on my own. My member, by just knowing where to go.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so you're not offering up very much. Can't you, like, come up with a music theme or something?
Music?
Or just add something to the idea of like how music prompts your memory. The 100 one-hit wonders of the 80s.
Devo, I love those
first
shows.
One up there, Devo.
Really?
Yeah. See if you can pick. Okay. I'm gonna run you through this now. What is a one-hit wonder from the 80s? See how many you can get.
I'm not good at names, but okay.
I'll give you the group and you try to guess the song. Ready?
Jeez. Okay. I'm not good at it, but okay.
So here's the – I'll give you the band and you see if you can give me the song. Then I'll give you a couple and then I'll give you the song and see if you can give me the band. So these are the one-hit wonders of the 80s. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, I thought I knew that. Let me think. I don't know.
Come on, Lee.
I said, huh? Oh, yeah. That's a great one, too.
All right. Flock of Seagulls.
They just had one hit?
Well, they are kind of one-hit wonders.
I didn't know that. I always picture them being...
So name one of their songs.
That I Ran So Far Away.
That's it. That's good. All right.
Oh, cool.
Aha.
Aha.
Remember the video?
Yeah. Wait. Take Me On.
Take On Me.
Take On Me. Okay.
All right. Tommy Two Tone. It's a phone number.
Oh, wait. Yeah, because it's actually my area code, the Jenny 867-5309 or something.
Tony Basil.
Love Tony Basil. Let me think. She was
cheerleader.
Crazy. Yeah, Mickey.
Yep.
Right?
Modern English.
I actually danced to Mickey in high school.
Just now? Just there in your chair?
Yes, I did. No, in high school on a pom-pom squad. I'm sorry. What are we doing? I just went way back in
Modern
time.
Modern English.
I don't know if I remember. Oh, yeah. Wait. I Melt With You?
Yep. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
What year?
I don't know. It doesn't matter what year. 1984.
Oh, you got to tell.
I don't know what year. That's not the right year.
Oh, wait. Is that the... I don't know that one.
Relax. All right. Let's see if I can get a harder one for you.
Yeah, I'll pick something.
The Vapors. That's a tough one. Turning Japanese.
Oh, that was a cool song. That's early 80s, isn't it?
How about The Waitresses?
Yeah, you're getting harder now.
I know what boys like.
That's a great song, though. Great, yeah.
I'm only looking up at the ones so I know what they are. Wall of Voodoo. The video was the guy's face comes up through a bowl of beans from the bottom.
Mexican radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about... How about New Shoes?
Jeez.
N-U-S-H-O-O-Z.
I need a hint.
Okay, here's your hint.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I still don't know that one. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's more. I didn't scroll down. All right, we'll do one more here.
You better edit out me singing.
On a high point.
Yeah. Oh no.
All right. Here's a good one. For the first clue is I got to scroll down to get to it. So, clean shirt, new shoes, and I don't know where I'm going to. Silk suit, black tie. I don't need a reason why. They come running, just as fast as they can, because every girl's crazy about a
sharp dressed man.
ZZ Top. So you know it's at the bottom of the list.
Oh, ZZ Top's. Fabulous.
You want to read about the 1980s in Wikipedia? Here, I'll pull what I was talking about earlier. I'll just read on the podcast. The 1980s saw the emergence of pop dance music and new wave as the term disco fell out of fashion with the decade's early years. Genres such as post-disco, Italo-disco, I never heard of that. Italo-disco, Euro-disco. You ever hear of that?
No, I didn't.
Michael Jackson, Prince, Whitney, Madonna. Hard rock, and glam metal. It's pretty hard to define the categories. Like, what would you call 80s music? Hard rock, metal, dance, pop, MTV.
They were more.
Hip-hop started in the 80s, too.
That was later in the 80s, though, right? Or no?
Yeah, whole decade. Like Run DMC, Beastie Boys, synth pop emerged from new wave, producing pop music, Kraftwerk, Tangerine Dream, The Art of Noise, I remember them, Flock of Seagulls, OMD, Thompson Twins, Ultravox, Kaja Goo Goo, Erasure, Bananarama.
And all that's called a particular kind of rock?
Synth pop.
And that's kind of like the dance stuff, right? Or no?
Well, it's like the electronic, you know, like synthesizers.
Oh, okay.
Kraftwerk. Remember Kraftwerk? Well, I guess Kraftwerk might have even been in the 70s, but it kind of grew out of that. But synthesizers, Pet Shop Boys, you know, it's like one guy on a synthesizer. Flock of Seagulls. You don't see like a drum set and a guitar and a bass. Asia. Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah, I was probably a little more sheltered than I felt like I was.
You're more sheltered in this podcast than you normally are.
No, I felt like I knew a lot of the 80s music, but obviously not.
Really?
No, just the 80s.
So would you be embarrassed if you had to read your iTunes library?
No. I don't think so. No, it's crazy as far as it's very, very different, but...
Would you be embarrassed if your iTunes library was put on at a party on Shuffle?
Not at all.
So anything could come up?
Not at all. I don't have anything on there that I'm embarrassed about. I mean, I don't know that all of it would be appropriate party music, but no, everything that I, all my music that I have, I love.
Yeah, what about, like, don't you have some stuff in your library that's like lectures and, you know, like, not music, though?
I have a couple podcasts and stuff now. That might be funny coming up on...
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
At a party, Christmas party or something. But when there's family and stuff over and there's like, you know,
Christmas. A party where with people, like not family, like nobody. Oh, that's wonderful, Michelle. Thank you for telling that. Like people, this like general public people. Like my podcast, my iTunes library would be, I would never want it to play because I have like Pema Chodron in there and, you know, like, we must investigate our soul deeply to find the true meaning. Like it would come on after, you know, you know, after like the Traveling Wilburys or something. I'd have to put on a playlist. That would be cool because you could, you know, playlists would be like a good group of stuff.
Well, yeah, but then you would get to pick it and say, you know, that's not the same thing as really showing who you are.
Do you make up playlists? Yeah, they do. Playlist totally says who you are. It's like what you've chosen to group together.
Yeah, kind of, but it's also kind of like what you choose. If you're doing it for a party, it's what you kind of choose to show the world of who you are.
Yeah, but that's still your...
Yeah.
Like Jimmy Kimmel would have New Edition. But I think a lot of people would hear New Edition and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Like, but they would have been, like, kind of ashamed of it back in 1986. But now it just kind of sounds poppy and fun. So do you have any playlists?
I don't even have my iTunes on this computer anymore. I redid a new iTunes to do all the podcasts and stuff. So, no. No.
Your computer's in like some vault in a storage shed, like.
No, actually, it's like locked up. No, it's the computer. It's the same iTunes. It's not another computer. It's the iTunes that the girls used from the time they were little. We have, oh my gosh,
but
Nickelodeon music.
Is there any way of you reading your playlist?
See, no. Probably not.
No. That's in Studio B in the storage vault.
No, that's not it. It's just, it's not on my, I mean, I could probably pull up the old iTunes, the ones they use from the computer, but it would be full of their stuff and very, very, very little of mine. Yeah. But obviously you're asking because you have stuff.
Right, but I don't want to just read my stuff. I wanted to see what you had.
No, you want to make fun of my stuff.
Well, I want it to be like kind of a give and take, not just what I have. Like, I'll tell you what I have. You can make fun of it. I have one called All Songs with Everything, and then I have like Big Sound, which is like my favorite. Stuff I would play at a party. Like, I could just put it on. Then I have Business, which is like motivational, you know, business stuff. Then I have Candle. Candle is quieter stuff, like Drive by the Cars and Doll Parts, Sade, Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Oh, so that's like the romantic kind of wind down, have a glass of wine stuff.
It's Candle, Michelle. Candle.
Okay.
And I have Orange Shuffle, because I have an Orange Shuffle, and I take that when I go work out and stuff, so that has like faster stuff. Then I have Self Help, which is like that Pema Chodron crap, and Lama Surya Das, some yogi guy.
What is that?
That's his name. Lama Surya Das.
It's like a
like meditation stuff. He's a guy. He's a yogi. He's a yoga. You know, like a yogi. He's like a, you know, Eastern philosopher.
So does he talk you through stuff or what?
Yeah. Then I have Swing, which is like Sinatra, Dean Martin, Dionne Warwick. Then I have Wild West.
Which is what?
Here's Wild West. Got that from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. But that's not the only thing you have on that.
No, I have three in there.
And the okay.
The other one I already played for you, this one. This YOLO Tango from The Bridge.
Right.
That was cool. It's like Mexican border-y, Mexican music. And the third one. Marshall Tucker. Remember that one? Try to get some words here. That one's quieter for some reason. Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm. I can hear it, but I don't know if I know it or not.
You don't remember this one?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
The name of the song is This Old Cowboy.
Mm-mm. I don't think I know that.
That's shocking to me. Can't believe that.
It's shocking that I don't know that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was like on mainstream radio.
Okay. Mm-mm. It's not even ringing a bell. I have no culture, you know that. Okay, so What kind of mood would you be in to put that particular playlist on?
I don't know. I think I made it up when I listened to that Breaking Bad song. I'm like, oh, that'd be cool to have a country one. With country. Then I have Christmas. I have a Christmas playlist.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's mostly Vince Guaraldi. He's awesome. You know who he is? He's like the Charlie Brown guy. Like here, you'll know this stuff here. Or this one. This is really moody, too.
Oh, that sounds like Charlie yeah. Brown. Yeah.
The album's a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Vince Guaraldi. He's old. He was like a big guy in the 50s, like a jazz guy.
Do you listen to that?
Yeah, like around Christmas.
Well, yeah.
I won't listen to it in June.
Well, no, I wouldn't think. Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's an awesome album.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. That's good, like, the Baby It's Cold Outside. That's, like, the best song.
Yeah, this is one of those albums where you can't listen to it enough. Like, it's January 8th. I got to put this away. But it's really good.
Oh, yeah. You're making me nostalgic for it.
See, that was my point in the beginning. And this one, they have kind of the kids singing.
Yeah, that's Charlie Brown. Jeez.
Well, it was around way before Charlie Brown.
Was it really? Well, that's what they did on that old Charlie Brown, the one that's
I don't know, he might have made it up. I guess he might have made it up for Charlie Brown in like this, because Charlie Brown was in the 60s, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Anyway, that's Vince Guaraldi.
That's pretty good. So, what's those, it's the girl she played in, is it Elf? You've seen Elf, right, the Christmas movie? And she's in that.
Is that the one with Will Ferrell is the guy?
Will Ferrell and who is it, John Favreau? Is he not in it?
Zoe Deschanel.
That's who it is. Yeah, she's real. She's the girl with the big eyes, and she sings. You've seen it, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know much. I don't remember that many things about it. James Caan's in it, too.
It's really, really funny. It's a
Bob
great...
Bob Newhart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Andy
he's...
Richter. Yeah, John Favreau, isn't it?
Yeah, Bob Newhart's like Papa Elf or something.
Artie Lang's in it too, huh? That's weird.
Oh, what was that YouTube thing you showed me a long, long time ago about? Oh, I can't think. It was the, you know, where the guy's singing the whole story and it goes on and on and on and on about his wife. He's cheating on him and then he's cheating and. I watched literally for like 4 hours one night. Four hours.
They get funny, and then they get a little dramatic. You're like, ooh, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah, you have to follow it.
And they're only like 2 or 3 minutes, so you're like, I could watch one more. Yeah, how did that come up? How did you remember that?
I don't know. You told me about it a long time ago. And so R. Kelly got in trouble?
R. Kelly is working on more Trapped in the Closet videos.
Did he get in trouble or he didn't?
I think he got in trouble. I don't know if he ever spent any time in jail, but.
Because I never heard that.
Okay, here's how it starts. It's good music, too. They're showing his apartment. He's in the closet. 7 o'clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me.
she yells good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out.
The bathroom.
Yeah, didn't that start in like 2005 or something?
2009.
Oh,
it was
it
uploaded.
Nine?
I gotta get ready for this double up tour. It was uploaded in 2009. 32 million views of this one episode.
Wow.
And there's like 50 episodes. Let's see if I can figure 5 million of the first one. And then he sings all the other people's lines. Like, she mouths the words, but he sings them. And it's really funny in YouTube to read the comments.
Tell me why.
Like, one is, R. Kelly, this is some crazy shit. Why won't you both just come out of the closet and say, and you say, we're not coming out of the closet, so you can just go away, R. Kelly, but everyone wants you out of their closet. That doesn't matter because we're just going to stay. R. Kelly, now I'm going to get so angry. So I pull out my gun. Gun, gun, gun. I finally sat down and watched all of Trapped in the Closet. Take one terrible beat, add one talented singer, and then add a spiderweb of a relationship map. That's Trapped in the Closet. Then I pulled out my gun.
It's almost like a TV show.
I know. This is for all the people who remember being trapped in the closet.
You're saying that like it may have some memories for you.
I'm reading it from the comments.
Oh, okay.
When the beat drops, it gets me every time. Like this. Ooh, suspenseful. Closet, closet. This is like a soap opera musical.
Yeah, I remember when you told me about it years ago. It was crazy. I was like, I started watching it and I thought, what? And then, you know, you watch one and then you, I don't know, it's like it leaves off on a cliffhanger or something and you have to watch the next one. You think it's only a couple minutes.
This will be the most entertaining story ever. I never should have clicked this. It's going to be a long night of R. Kelly.
Yeah, I see where somebody said I watched the first episode to prove to myself I'm stronger than this. I was wrong.
The first two chapters were good. Then he got stupid and started making stuff up. It's funny. Whoever dislikes this is dumb. See what he's doing in chapter 4 here. Now I'm dashing home, doing 85, lane to lane. He's got the cheesy car, the fake car driving, with like the scenes flashing by him and...
Mike, are you going to get, like, sucked into this? Am I going to, like, lose you for 3 days to this?
Yeah, and you have to stay till I'm done.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know who that is? That cop is, the Wire guy. He's in something else, too.
The, Boardwalk?
Yeah. Yeah, he's Chalky. Chalky's the cop. That's amazing. Oh, he's going to get in trouble. Uh-oh. She's in the shower with a guy.
I don't even know what part you're looking at.
Doesn't he eventually end up like his brother ends up with her and then he's mad at his brother?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Everybody has sex with everybody.
I couldn't turn it off, and I remember I watched it for ever, and I kept wanting to turn it off. Mm-hmm.
Well, you brought it up. Sorry. All right, I'll turn it
off. Sorry, I know.
All right, well, we got to end this somehow.
Okay.
Do you have any good final thoughts?
On all this music stuff? I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks. No, on the Kentucky Derby.
Gotta be nice.
All right.
Has anybody else ever done anything like that?
Not that I know of. You could do that, Michelle. All your free time. Hey, there's a comment. The officer is from Boardwalk Empire. Oh my god, a rubber.
It's I could Omar. Do what?
Omar, yeah, Omar was in The Wire.
I never saw The Wire.
I only saw a few of them when I watched the thing.
But I could do what in all my free time?
Do your own YouTube series. Like R. Kelly did.
Really? You think I should
do
my own?
You got the video skills, right? You're, like, learning that?
A world of no. Just,
I think you should.
Just, that's probably not going to happen.
Probably.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to not going to happen, it's probably not going to happen.
Why? Because you don't have a good enough closet?
Well, I don't have a good enough imagination. I don't have a good enough closet. I don't have a singing voice. Let's see.
Well, the only thing he had was a good voice. He didn't have much of a plot. It kind of like trickled.
That's kind of what makes it good, is that there's no plot. It would be like something a 5-year-old was telling you as they went on, kind of making it up as they go.
They made it up as they went, yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like. It's like, I'm not saying his plot is like a 5-year-old, but it's just like something that someone's made up as they go along. It sounds like a story that someone's kind of making up on the fly.
Oh, I'd say it was made up by a 5-year-old.
And I think that's what makes it so intriguing, because there's just, I mean, you never know. Well, certainly not a child, not with that content, but just the way the story is made up, as it, you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
If there was a unicorn that jumped out at some point, it wouldn't be surprising.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know.
2005, Zumba Recording, LLC. So it's 10 years old.
But when was, like, the last one done? So he's still been doing it this
probably,
whole time?
No, probably, like, all within a year.
I wonder how much time was in between them.
I don't know, but if he's got 30 of them and they each have 3 or 4 million views, that's a lot of views.
Well, it's hard to turn off. I kind of wonder, do the views drop as it goes down?
I'm sure.
That'd be interesting to see at what point people go... Okay. I can't listen anymore. Or thing, it's bedtime.
It'd be fun to critique this, because, first of all, he's smoking a cigar in the closet. Like, that would be pretty much a tip-off that there's somebody in the closet.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily set up to be very realistic.
What?
No, maybe not.
Come on, you just ruined it for me.
just my guess. The whole thing is, you know, not the most realist. I think that's why we like it. Because as absurd as our story is, it's not that absurd. So we can look at it and go, eh, I'm okay.
3 minutes long each, so. Wonder how often apart they did them back then.
Well, that's what I mean. I wonder what the time in between them was, and I wonder if he had, like, the whole story. Well, I, you know, if he did have more of the story drawn out than just surely than what he just finished in 3 minutes. That would be interesting, and to see how much time. But, I mean, you're talking about 10 years. These people are going to age.
Yeah, but they didn't do them 10 years ago. I mean, they're not still doing them. I bet they did them, like, once a week for, like, a year, and they did, like, 40 or 50 of them.
But once a week would be a job, as far as that goes, to actually put on that play kind of thing. I know it's rudimentary, kind of, but...
Yeah. So what? That's his job. That's all he did, you know. 3 minute video a week. He's probably raking in money from it.
Is he? How do you think?
Well, I don't think he would have done it if he wasn't making money. And he had to tell his story.
You think that's his story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all artists need big bucks.
I think it's interesting to kind of bring it full circle how even that R. Kelly took me back to a couple years ago. And that's kind of what we started out talking about, is how the music takes you back and stuff. So that really... Even something like that, which is not your stereotypical feel-good, you know, something that you'd think of, like a high school kind of thing, even that, kind of takes you back.
I didn't know you hung out with R. Kelly.
No.
So this was back in 1987?
That's not what I said.
Okay, no. Then. Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
No, I don't think so. No, but to the night you told me about that. Jeez, are you just trying to embarrass me?
So it takes you back to your memories of when you knew R. Kelly, or it takes you back like R. Kelly took you back like to the warehouse?
Okay. I don't know R. Kelly. It takes me back to when you told me about R. Kelly. I'd never heard it before. And I sat and listened to it for
way too
long.
Well, that was a long time ago. That was probably 2004, 2005?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
I know, I'm just kidding. They didn't make them till 2005.
Yeah, it was probably a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
Okay, well, let's see if I can edit this mess into something.
Good luck.
I know, I will need good luck.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Michelle.
Well, thanks.
Clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be half late here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said, you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy. Said, woman, move out my way. I said, I got a wife at home. She said, please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on? You're not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate. But from the way he act, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, bitch, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet, get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Damn, he's opening the closet.